I love that question, first off. I'm feeling like so emotional right now. I don't know why.
Welcome to the Bod Pod, the podcast where every body is welcome. I'm your host, Rachel K. Grimm, and each week we welcome old and new friends to talk all things body image, self-love, and confidence. This is the Bod Pod.
I'm really excited to interview you. I'm going to talk about this more in the episode, but I'm getting ready to do some solo travels. So I was like, oh, this will be really fun to talk mm-hmm. about. Obviously, I know you're the plus size travel couple on Instagram. You're on YouTube.
She has like her own like lifestyle page, Hello Stephanie Nicole. So she runs that. And then this is our thing together. We're really on a journey to see 100 countries. That's what we're really doing. And we're hoping to add some babies along the way.
We
struggle with infertility and we've been trying to start a family for the last 6 years. And so one, just being able to like not wait for things to happen, but live our life now, but also like we're hoping to start a family and yeah. we're excited for what that next adventure looks like and hopefully bring them to all these great countries and experiences as well.
I have PCOS and infertility is like a big thing that goes along with that. And right. my partner and I aren't necessarily looking to have children, but it's still something that like is that's, it's just so extra on top of everything else that you deal with. And as you said, especially when that is something that you're wanting, like, oh my God, the pressures. So I love what you said about not waiting for life to happen, but you just making it happen yourselves and looking forward to the things that are going to come along the way. Because how much time do we waste waiting on everything else to happen for us?
I think that we're kind of taught that too. Oh, you have to wait until you're this before you can do this, or you have to be this size to do this, or you have to be this age to do this. And so we're predispositioned from the time that we're children to wait.
Like what okay, the perfect I, ideal.
Like, I have to wait till I'm 16 to be able to do this. I have to wait till I'm 18 to be able to do this. I have to wait till I'm 21 to do this. And so we're constantly in this like waiting period. We think that life can't happen until we get to those points.
Yes.
The reality is that life has been happening all along. We're just missing it because we're so busy thinking that we're having to get to these pillars of, yeah. oh, I've made it. We're looking back and we're like, oh my gosh, like, holy cow, I'm 33 now. I can't get tomorrow back.
Yes.
And really taking these moments to be like, you know what? We want to see the world. We want to do these things. Yes, we thought we'd be parents by now. At the end of the day, we're not. And yeah. instead of just being in another period of waiting, we're taking the
time.
Let's make it full now.
Let's do it now.
Big,
and that was actually something like, thank goodness I met Stephanie because I am that person. I'm a planner. I want to have it this way. When we were dating, one of our big moments in our relationship was I was wanting to wait till I had this amount of money in my bank account. I was at this part of my career to get married. And Stephanie was like, I still remember we were driving out to the Salt Flats, which is in Utah. It's this like amazing place where it's just like salt everywhere.
Yeah,
it's really pretty.
It's really pretty. But
I've always wanted to go. So beautiful.
Yeah, yes. It's so cool. And it's like a 2-hour drive from where we were. And we got into this like really intense, but good conversation.
You remember this. Yes. It was a pivotal moment.
And I remember being like, I don't know how to describe this. It's going to be messy, but I'm not ready to get married because of this and this. And Stephanie was just simply, why? What are you waiting for? Do you love me? Yes. Mm-hmm. Do we have all these other things that we like are in place? Yes. Okay, then what are we waiting for? And that was like, I think about that all the time in a lot of aspects in my life. That's what am I waiting for? Like
literally, as you said, if you wait, what in waiting, what are you then missing out on? Right?
Yeah,
because exactly. we think if we wait, we're going to miss out on less. But I think it's actually the opposite.
It's by
saying, oh no, I have to have everything in its perfect timing. I love what you said, Stephanie, about we're told at 16, we do this, 18, we do this. Literally, our lives are set up on a timeline and then suddenly they're not.
Yep.
And it's like,
hey, go be. And you're like, whoa. What?
Yeah. Okay.
What do you do?
Yeah.
I'm suddenly and then an adult.
I think whether it's marriage or kids or homes or moving or career changes, whatever it is, we all set those things in our mind. Those boxes that we have to tick before we do the next.
There's no right way to do things. There's no right path to get to where you're going. Just as long as you're moving towards it.
Yeah.
That's the right direction. I think that for me, it just didn't make sense. Okay. Why can't we put all of that money in the bank together?
Yeah.
I can't, like, why are we waiting for this thing that we don't necessarily know will ever happen?
Yeah.
But we can control certain things.
Yeah.
Why are we getting in our own way? When life is already like throwing things at us, we don't need to also put ourselves in our own way of succeeding or doing things that we want. Because life is hard as it is. Like, we don't need to create barriers or issues that right. are like not real. They're it's fake issues.
I have thought this way for years. I'm going to wait till I'm this size. My first big trip, I literally made an airplane seat out of wood to see how I would fit in the chair because I was so stressed. And I
wow.
this crazy lifestyle to get to that point. But there's things that are available that I could have done that trip no matter what size I was at. But I was so yeah. stuck that I had to be this size to go on that trip.
Wow.
And again, thank goodness for Steph. It's no, like, what are we waiting for? If you have the means to do it now, like, you should do it now because we don't know what tomorrow looks like.
I have full body chills in hearing you say that, because how often do we neglect going swimming or going on vacation or something because our body doesn't look the way that we think that it should, or people tell us it should, in a bathing suit? Or I was just chatting the other day about how for years I didn't wear white pants because I was told, oh no, with legs that look like yours, you don't wear white pants. So literally for a decade, I didn't wear white pants. Yeah. I want to say I just got in a fresh new pair of white pants. I just went out and took pictures in them and I felt so confident and good. What was I going to do? Wait another decade until my legs look different? Right yeah. now, let me just wear the pants. Let me just wear the bathing suit. Let me do the travels, right? Despite of how my body looks or how I think my body is supposed to look.
And I think too, people are waiting to be confident enough to do those things. What they don't realize is that you're not ever going to be confident enough until you do it and you realize it's really not that bad. And you're like, whoa, what have I been waiting for? Like, I used to think that I couldn't wear hats because they look weird on me. And I would buy hats thinking like, oh my gosh, these are so cute on other people. Like, why do I look so freaking weird in them? You just push yourself past all of these like uncomfortable moments. And you're like, okay, this is uncomfortable right now. But wearing a hat is something that if I want to do, I should do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I should stop like setting myself up for these moments of like, where I pull myself out of something that could be a positive experience. Now people are always like, oh my gosh, you look so cute in hats. And I'm like, I actually believe that I do now.
And you do.
Yeah.
And you do.
Like we all do that to ourselves, right? We put these limitations, what we personally are allowed to do or can't do because we can't pull it off. And it's the only person lying to yourself about you not being able to pull it off is yourself, or an unkind person who like has no business.
But like, they're
punishing anyway.
Yeah. They're usually not going to, hopefully not say it in front of you. Like,
well, that they will on social media.
They will on social media, but that's a whole,
that's a whole nother world.
Yeah. But what Steph was saying too about, and you brought it up too, about like, being confident in a swimsuit as a man, that's me too. It's I'm gonna take my shirt off. I didn't for years take my shirt off swimming. And then I reached that point that it's my body looks like a lot of bodies right here.
Yes.
So like, why am I saying you don't deserve to have a tan? I don't tan, I'm super white, but you know, like I'm telling myself like, no, you can't do that. Why am I telling myself I can't do that?
Something that I always think about is rather than the, oh, why me? Like, why not me? Why can't I enjoy this the same way everyone else can? These are ultimately like arbitrary limitations that we're putting on ourselves. Like they don't need to be let in here.
The first time Stephanie wore a swimsuit without a cover-up like 6 years ago was such a defining moment for us too. And that gave me confidence seeing her. And I'm like, if she can do this, why the heck can I not do it?
Yeah, yes.
Huge pivotal moment. I remember we went specifically to this like spa to wear a bathing suit without a cover up. It was like this whole like moment of us like having conversations and me being absolutely petrified. I was voicing all of these internal conversations that I was having. It was like, what's the worst that can happen? And I'm like, oh, people would say this or think this or blah, 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 blah. And it's okay. If that's the worst that can happen, then we have to do it. We have to do this because if we don't do it now, when are we going to start living? When are we going to stop this conversation of I'm not worthy to live my life, instead put on the bathing suit, and instead of worrying so much, I'm living my life and I'm swimming and I'm making memories that I'm gonna remember forever.
And I do remember that forever. You ran into the water really quick
because
you
were petrified. I was like
but like she did out. It and what did the first thing someone say to you?
So I sat down and this lady was like, excuse me, and I was like, oh no, here it comes. Freaking comes. I knew it. And she was like, I love your swimming suit. Where did you get it? And I remember
that gives me chills.
I remember sitting there just thinking like, what did you just say to me?
Yeah.
I literally in that moment could have burst into tears.
Literally.
All of this time in my head, I was holding myself back from living my life. And don't get me wrong, I still have moments in a bathing suit when I'm in public of insecurity. That stuff does not go away. And the trauma of like past experiences, especially being online where millions of people have access to you and can tell you whatever they want.
Yes.
That is hard. It's not an easy thing.
Yes.
However, those voices in my head are so much less loud. We get to live our life today. We're choosing to get up. We're choosing to make positive memories. We're choosing to put on a suit that we feel fun and cute in. Choosing to get on the airplane. We're choosing to go live our life and go on this trip, even when we're looking around and nobody else looks like us. Maybe in the past, all of us have believed that we didn't belong here, but we actually do. And we're going to put ourselves in these places because other people deserve visibility and they deserve to see the representation. And if nobody else is going to do it, someone has to, because representation matters. Seeing people who look like you doing things and living life goes such a long way. People don't realize that, like, some people are like, oh, you guys are posting for attention or you're posting for this. And it's, I wish that I was at a point in my life that I could just be posting for attention.
Yeah.
Bottom line is we are posting for those people who are sitting in their homes right now, wishing they could wear the white pants.
Yeah.
Wishing they had the confidence to buy a swimming suit and wear it for the first time in 15 years.
Sit down in a photo. We get that a lot.
Sit down in a photo.
Like, we get that all the time.
Yeah. It's like all these things that we have just like been told, like you hear it from someone and you're like, oh my gosh, is that a problem I should be thinking about? And then we start like spiraling and we own those things. We're like, oh my gosh, now I've adopted this as my own like truth.
Yeah.
And we need to let those go. Like, those are not serving us at all. There's a lot of people who can't afford. Like, travel is absolutely a privilege.
And it's not accessible.
And it's not accessible to everyone. Yeah. We completely understand that. But if there are like little ways in your life that you're holding yourself back from a small happiness that you could be having, like you wearing your white pants.
Yeah.
Do it today. Do it. Because it's easy to fall back into those like behaviors and thoughts and patterns.
So true. Guys, I can just feel myself beaming with excitement from this conversation. I realized that I didn't even introduce you. Like, we dove in so deep, so hard.
We're just like, let's do it.
I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even introduce you. So for everyone who's already listening, thanks for listening to us. Welcome to the Bod Pod. We're here with the fabulous plus size travel couple, Steph and Kelly. Obviously, as you've heard for the past 15 minutes, they're absolutely incredible. So inspiring. Yes, traveling all over, showing us how it's done on a journey to see 100 countries along the way. The two of them, who knows, maybe some others will join them along the way. Some little ones in the family, but they're rocking it, the two of them right now. But as you said, some people can't travel or don't have the access to travel. But in what you're sharing, you are empowering people to just, as you said, live life a little bit more the way that they want to or the way they've always wanted to, and not so just vicariously through everyone else, but in their own way. And I want to talk about, I can't even say start because, man, we started, we dove in. Can we talk about that first trip that you two took together? I'd love to talk about that first one together.
Yeah, absolutely. So our first one was technically our honeymoon.
Yeah, we went on a cruise. We went on a cruise to out of New Orleans, and we went on like a 7-day like cruise.
Yeah.
And that was great. Like, cruises are a great way, I think, if you're getting your feet wet and travel, because there's a lot of options. You don't have to really plan a lot of things. You have your different ports. And that was a really good way for us as we got started to get our feet wet a little bit. I look about like our first big trip was when we went to Greece.
Yeah.
And it was such an amazing experience, but I was a nervous wreck, honestly. Yeah. I was so scared that I wasn't going to, all those things that I was telling myself, you're too big to travel. People are going to make fun of you. You're not going to be able to walk anywhere. I do have limited mobility. I just had my hip replaced 6 weeks ago. And so at the time I wasn't like the ideal traveler, what I had put in my brain. But the good is we did it and we had the best time we've ever had. Ever. That was like the first, that was like the start of, okay. So then we started to post online.
Yeah. While we were on that trip, we started posting and sharing and people were like, oh my gosh, whoa, what is this? And we were like, yeah, this is happening. Like,
we can do this.
Yes. And we started to be like, oh my gosh, we want to share with like other plus size people. Like, what could we have done to make this easier? Cause when we did this hike up to,
it's called Meteora. Have you heard of that? It's where like all the like nunneries and like the monk monasteries are in Greece.
Yeah.
But it is a trek to the top. Like, I think it's, I don't know, like it took us like 15 minutes or 20 minutes to go upstairs or something. It was so much.
It was all these stairs. And at the time we actually did not know that Kelly had hip dysplasia, and finding out later, he should have been in a wheelchair. He should have been wheelchair bound because of how bad it was. Looking back at some of the trips that we did, I'm like, what? The mental perseverance of this man. I was like,
yeah, amazing.
Yeah, like I thought I was like walking that way because of my size. Come to find out it was a birth defect.
Yeah.
And that's a whole other thing. But
yeah. But once I remember getting up to the top and we were filming it and we like looked at each other and we were like, whoa.
But we did it.
We did it. And we took our time and we like hung out up there.
Yes.
And we were just like, okay, how can we help people mentally prepare for this? Because I think that's the scariest part of doing things as a plus size person, not knowing, am I capable?
Yes.
Because when we can't see what's in front of us or we don't know what's to come, I think that makes it extra scary for people who don't want to get up to the front of the line and be told that we don't fit.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's like everyone's biggest fear with like amusement parks or like any type of experience. You don't want to be the one that like gets told like, no, you can't.
Left out.
You have to like, you've waited in line for 3 hours and now I'm going to embarrass you and you actually can't come on this.
Yeah.
And so we were really worried because there was parts of the hike that you couldn't really see. And we had heard that there were tunnels.
Yeah.
Like really narrow tunnels. And we were like, are we going to feel claustrophobic? Are we going to get stuck?
Yeah.
Is our body going to fit through it?
We were so stressed. And the thing is, that was 2018.
Yeah.
And so there wasn't a lot of things online. There was like, we Google so much. We do internet searches all the time. How big is the seat? How can plus size people do this activity? Like none of that would come out. And that's the power of this community going and living a full life, because you're helping yourself for sure, but you're definitely probably helping someone that's coming after you.
Yeah, it's like pioneering something that like you didn't think was possible, or you didn't know if it was like even a thing. And looking back and seeing like other plus size people now, like doing the same things that we did, literally could make me cry. And I'm like such a proud person when you see straight size people do something hard, it's like, yeah, you're excited for them. But when you see a plus size person succeeding and doing things and like living their life in such a big way, I know the hell that they went through to get to that point.
You feel it.
And you just feel so much more. I don't know what it is. It's just
you feel
you
like
freaking did it. This was so hard and you pushed past everything to get here.
And that's why it's important for people that look like you, that you're for them to do things, because you do get that confidence. And that trip was the first time that I learned to communicate with Stephanie about what's going on with my body. That was the first time I would say, hey, I need to take a break. I need to take a 5 minute break. I need to just sit down for a second or change the angle of my hips. That was the first time I learned to communicate with you about what's going on with my body, like what my needs are at that moment.
Yeah.
And that was the base that I needed to be able to go on all these amazing trips after that. And so I think if you're traveling with someone and you have specific needs, communicate those, because that helped me so much. And if I didn't talk about those, like we wouldn't have been able to do a lot of the things that we've been able to do.
I think that advocating for yourself is one of the hardest and one of the most important pieces in just living your life in a way that is going to be fulfilling.
Yeah.
Because if you are not advocating for what you need, people cannot guess what's in your head. When you're thinking in your head, like, oh, don't they see me struggling? Like maybe, but they also probably don't want to be like, oh, are you struggling? They don't want to point it out. Or I think that it's so powerful for someone to be like, you know what? I'm not okay right now. I need to take a break.
Yeah.
That is the most powerful thing that you can possibly do for yourself and for the people that you're with, because you're going to have a much more positive experience when you start asking for the things that you need.
But if I wouldn't have done that with Stephanie, I'm sure we would have gotten there other times, but another way. So I just believe in us as a couple. It really did help change the thing. And I wasn't living in fear of letting Stephanie down and just like being able to really like show up the right way. And that started with me first being like, okay, you can do this. You're valid just like the next person. Yeah, you look different, but who cares?
Yeah. I think so much of what you both just said goes back to whether it's advocating for yourself or sharing what you do or just doing what you want to do, is that in doing it for yourself, you're also doing it for your community, whether that's the community that follows you online or your community is simply like the person that you're with, your partner or your friend or anyone else who's like outside looking in, like in doing what you want, what is best for you in your body ultimately gives other people the permission to do the same.
Absolutely. And I think that we were taught that's selfish for the majority of our lives. And I think that a lot of people who are especially like people pleasers, like the both of us, so difficult to just let yourself be the first one that's like happy or like to tell people no or say, you know what? Like, I actually can't do that. I need to do this instead. Instead of like forcing yourself to do something that you know is going to punish you later. That's a real, real fight that comes up every single day. It's, am I going to choose to like do something that I know is going to hurt me?
Yeah.
Or am I just because I think that the other person really wants to do it? Or am I going to choose to advocate for myself and have a much better experience overall?
I want to talk about this like energy that literally through the screen I feel between you two. Like, you can tell that you two are so good together, that there's so much love between you, that you have such a good relationship and you're supporting each other so strong, and that in supporting each other, you're inspiring the other to do hard things and get out there. It's truly so cool to see and to watch. Anyone who is simply listening, like, highly recommend seeing the visuals.
So sweet.
No, I mean it. Like, literally multiple times, I'm like, oh my God, there's so much love on the screen. It's so cool. And I want to dive in a little bit deeper to like you two traveling together, because we know that traveling alone is one thing, but then with another person, looking out for the other person. And you just talked about people pleasing and how sometimes we like put that first. You know, I think we all have been on that trip that we're like, oh God, should I have come with this person? Even any tips that you have for people in traveling with a partner or a friend, I think would be really valuable to share.
That's a great question. And I think there's a lot of tips that come to mind just off the top of my head. Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me is when traveling with someone, they're your person for that trip. If you're traveling with someone and you know, they're going to be your plane buddy, that's going to take away a lot of nerves for me. Having Steph right next to me is so much better than some random person.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And so if the flight didn't work out that we're sitting next to each other, like just with booking and stuff that happens, sometimes we won't pay to have the choose our seat or whatever. But there's a lot of ways for that to get around it. Like maybe going to the ticket counter right when you get to your gate first and being the first one there. And if it's not a full plane, 9 times out of 10, they're going to move you back together and you're going to be okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's something a lot of our community doesn't even know that they can do that. It's yes, you can go to the gate, and if it's not full, be super nice and like just ask if that's an option. If it is, great. If it's not, it's nothing personal. And so I think traveling with a partner, that's a big tip that I have. But like also understanding like what your strengths are. I'm the planner. I like to know every detail. I'm going to print everything out. Stephanie bought me this cool folder thing that I can have every day of all of our tickets. And that helps me feel like ready to go. And oh, she has
it's
it
actually
literally
right here.
There it is.
Has it right here. How perfect is that? This is from our Europe trip last year.
Yeah. The smiley face. I love.
Yeah. Just like all the stuff that I needed. And that's like a big tip, is just like knowing what your strengths are and what you can lean on. And I think it comes back to that communication too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that when you're going on a trip with someone, the one thing that's going to set you up for success is communication, communication, communication. Mm-hmm. If you have expectations for the trip, I beg of you, share them.
Yeah. So on our honeymoon, one of Steph's like bucket list items was she wanted to kiss someone in the ocean. Yeah. And yeah,
and
that sounds.
I had not told him this.
She had not told me that.
So he like, so here's the thing. This was one of our first fights. We don't really fight. We just, I don't know.
I feel that. It's okay.
I'm a sassy one. He's so kind and level-headed and just like lives to
serve
me.
We definitely balance each other out, because she helps me not be so kind at the right moments.
Yeah. And ask for yourself, sir. This is not okay.
And she helps. I think I help you like tone down the sass when it's you like, need to, but I'm all about the sass at the right moment.
Yes. So I was like, I had gone into like silent mode because I was so sad, because he had just told me he didn't want to get into the ocean.
But I was not communicating that I'm super sore and I don't want to go out there.
Yeah.
Like chub rub when you get wet.
Ugh.
You're going to be in your sandy clothes all
sandy,
day.
Like, He wasn't communicating this with me. I wasn't communicating with him that I was looking forward to being mushy gushy in the ocean. And I had waited for this moment,
our like whole life.
My whole life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We had just gotten married. And then like, I was sitting there and he's, what is actually wrong? And I'm like, I like really wanted to kiss you in the ocean. And he was like, babe, why didn't you just tell me that?
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, why didn't I just tell you that?
Yeah.
So we went and kissed in the ocean. All right.
We did it. Yes.
We went and kissed in the ocean.
But it could have been so much easier for me to that morning be like, you know what? I am looking forward to this day because we're going to go to the beach. We're going to one of the most beautiful beaches in the world.
Yeah.
I want to get in the water with you and play around and kiss you and have that moment of intimacy together that like in the Notebook where they're like in the water and they're like splashing around and they're like, if I'm a bird, you're a bird.
You're a bird.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like these romantic like, ideas. It was important.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's important to me when I found out like this was something you needed. And so like when you're traveling with someone, you need to make sure that these are the things, maybe it's a planning meeting before, maybe it's on the plane, maybe it's in a taxi or an Uber, like wherever you're going. But it's just saying, this is what I would love to see today. This is my items, like my check boxes.
Even if it's as simple as I want to give you a kiss in the ocean or something that we, every single morning we have we come together.
We
what
do
are
that
we doing
now,
today?
Right?
We do this now.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we looking forward to today?
Yeah.
We collect Christmas ornaments. And so typically that conversation is,
where are we going to
find
a Christmas ornament?
I want to find a Christmas ornament.
Yep. Or a book for our
children.
We try to get a book for everywhere that we go that we can read to our kids one day. And so we're like, okay, we know those two are already there, but what do we want to see? What's those non-negotiables for you? And I think that's so important when you're traveling with someone else.
Because traveling is freaking hard.
It's exhausting.
It is hard. It is not all like magic and rainbows and beautiful.
Yes.
It is like hard.
It's hard.
We were literally getting ready to have you two on the show. We were talking about how travel is made to seem like so glamorous and sure where you end up can be, but like travel itself is made to seem that way. And we were joking around. I'm like, I don't know about you all, but like, I can't go to the bathroom for like 3 days when I fly. I swear to God.
Yeah. It hurts so like, bad because you're crunched over.
Oh
and
gosh,
you know
yeah,
those bathrooms are tiny.
Traveling is hard and you feel a little bit like trash.
And that's so true. Like a mantra that we have, and where I'm all about mantras, like it helps me through that tiny airplane seat or being on a train so packed and it stinks and the bathroom doesn't have any toilet paper and you're just like, why are we choosing to do this?
Yeah.
One thing that
why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah. Like,
this is actually
why am I doing
the worst.
I'm so tired and we have such a long journey ahead of us. But something that we learned, like you taught me to say, was airplane seats may be small, but the world is big. And that for some reason has just really sunk in with me. It's like all that nitty gritty stuff to your point, it's not about, not to be cliche, but it sucks. But once you're there, it's so much better and it's so exciting. And
it's worth all the trouble for sure. I think that something that people really don't talk a lot about is the hard stuff with travel. People just see like the pretty pictures and they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. That they don't see the journey and like how tough it was, because people don't film when they're like, their plane's delayed a million times. People are starting to now.
Thankfully,
but like travel is hard. It really truly is so difficult.
And it's hard on your body too.
It's hard on your
especially
body.
Especially if you're in like a bigger body or have other things that you're working through. It's exhausting.
I think too though, really using, from what I've seen, like I have siblings who are in smaller bodies than we are. And honestly, their experience is not much different.
Yeah.
I think realizing that is, wait, what?
Powerful.
It's powerful to be like, you know what? This sucks for you almost just as much as it sucks for me. Like we, in our homes and in our space, we surround ourselves with things that like bring us joy, bring us comfort. When you're traveling, none of that is with you.
Yeah.
None of it.
Yeah.
So some of it you get to bring in a travel size container. And if you run out of it, good luck, because you're not going to find it anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like starting your period in a different country. Oh my gosh. Don't even get me started. Yeah. It is awful. Like accessibility to the things that bring us comfort so much here in the States, like, especially we are so privileged And then to go to other countries where you're just like, wait, what? This is how you live? It's so humbling too.
It's humbling. On the plane, it's miserable. And so
nobody is, this is the best time of my life.
As a kid, everywhere, and it's so fun. But yeah, it's hard, but it's so rewarding to, and it's like a journal for us to look back and be like, wow, we climbed Meteoro.
Push past the bad stuff to get to all the good stuff.
Yes. Speaking of those moments, the good moments, the bad, you said you have a goal of 100 countries. Is what you're going for. So do you have one right now that stands out as a favorite, and then one that's on your list, like that's really where we want to go to next?
Yeah. So we actually have a lot of exciting plans this year, we're so excited about. I actually just got back from a trip with my mom. We went to the Dominican Republic and some other places, but we don't count. When we go somewhere by ourselves, we don't count those countries.
Okay.
It has to be
together.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we this summer are going to Africa for the first time.
Cool.
So excited.
We're so excited.
Yes.
And we're going to France and Italy. And
we found this crazy. This was like bad. We signed up for this flight deals thing.
Yeah.
And it's good to find the deals, but it's bad when you like book 3 trips in a week. So we're going to Australia. So that's going to be, I used to live in Australia. So I'm really excited to take Stephanie to Australia.
Oh, wait, Stephanie, you've never been. So this will be your first time.
So this will be our first time together. So we'll be able to count it. But what really stands out to me of one of our favorite trips is we went to Cancun. We went to Mexico last year. Okay. And to our point earlier, like sometimes you feel like you're confident, but you're working through some things.
Yeah.
But we did this amazing cenote where we were in a cenote and it was just beautiful. And we floated through this amazing like river caves. It was seriously the most magical thing. And going through that, I was like, I almost said no to this. I almost said no to this experience. I almost said no to this trip because I was working through some things internally. But I'm so glad I didn't say no, because this is a top 5 for me. That river was like,
it was
so healing to me in so many ways. And I almost didn't say yes to that. And so I'm like, how many moments are there like that where we're like almost miss out on things because we're so wrapped up?
Or we do miss out on it.
We do.
So many of us have missed out on opportunities because we're like, ooh, I don't think that I could do that.
Yeah.
But with that trip, even up to where we were going to get the life jackets, we didn't know if we were going to be too big to go.
Yeah.
We didn't know if they had life jackets that were going to fit us. And we had to wait while all the straight size people are passing us. They're like going, they're getting like their life jackets. Like going and
coming out of the river.
Their whole thing. Wow. And we had to wait for, I guess that they did have.
They had some. They jackets. Just had to wait for
They just
them
had to
for...
wait because they were on people.
Okay.
And so like, even just standing there, there were moments where I was like, should we just turn around and not do this? Yeah. This is obviously like a lot more difficult to like locate a jacket for us to be safe, like during this thing. Is it like even worth it? Like, you know, something that I think would be cool, but
is it worth
us
waiting?
Feeling embarrassed or like standing here and people just staring at us and like these people running around, like, how big are you again? How big are you again? And asking again and again. And you're just like,
I'm waiting for a 4X.
We
life
need
jacket.
A 4X. Like, that's what we need. And I'm so glad we waited.
Yeah. And even just like years ago, I probably wouldn't have grabbed an XL and made it work, but not been safe. And so it's like the whole advocating for yourself. And if there are options that are there, we got the right stuff for us. We had the right tools, the right things to make us safe. And we had the most amazing experience ever.
We couldn't stop laughing. We couldn't stop smiling. I was just like, oh my gosh, there's a fish in here. Like swimming.
It was so cool.
And
we posted about it on our, like on our channels. It's in Cancun, because it was just, again, like I have never seen someone my size there. And I tried to do searches online to say, does this place have a life jacket that'll fit me? Is it doable for someone that's my size with my limitations? And
because it's an adventure park. And so they have zip lining, they have like dune buggies, and they have weight limits on that stuff.
But we knew I can float in water. Like I knew I could do that, and I wanted to do that. So like, yeah, I'm so glad I didn't listen to that internal voice at those moments where I would have turned away in the past. And it's something that I'll remember forever. And we're going to go back this next summer with Steph's parents, and we're going to do the freaking cenotes with them. And it's going to be so fun.
How many years did I go with just hiding that the seatbelt didn't fit me? Just like tucking it so that it looked like it was on the airplane.
Because you were so scared to ask for an extender.
Because I was terrified to ask for safety. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, it sounds foolish now, but like, it's like
that's our right
thing. Yeah,
that is our right to be safe. Like, looking back, I'm like, what?
Why did was I tell I myself that I didn't deserve that
for so long? And now I'm like, I don't even blink. I'm like, can I have a seatbelt extender?
The moment we board the plane,
we board,
even if we don't need it, we just ask for it because we don't know. Like, they're all so different,
right?
And so it's like we take care of it when we take control over that, take some power back, advocate for ourselves, and get the right thing safe.
That's a really great tip. Like, ask as soon as you're getting on to the flight, just to save yourself the hassle.
Exactly. And I think people too, like, once they're seated and if they have someone next to them that they don't know, I think that one of the hardest parts for people that we've heard and from our own experiences is asking for something like that in front of others.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you're doing it right at you're in the doorway, there's a person standing right there. Hey, can I get a seatbelt extender? I'm in the seat. Absolutely. They bring it back. You didn't have to say it in front of anyone.
Yep.
And then you don't even have to wait. Cause I think a lot of times too, like, they're walking back and forth. Like, the flight attendants are
trying to get everyone on board.
You're sitting there trying to work up the courage. And it's like, no, we're not doing
that. You're doing a lot of
I need safety. Okay. No, we're not doing that. Like, when we first get on, we're asking for what we need. We're telling them where we sit. They're going to bring it to you.
It's huge.
It's empowering.
And something that even with that too, is we learned this tip from one of our friends, Kendall, who said, if you need extra time boarding a plane, when they ask for it, board the plane. And so we have started to do that because we did need a little extra time. And no one's on the plane at that point. So we are more comfortable asking for an extender. We get to our seat when we're not, because I'm flustered. I'm flustered no matter what. I'm like thinking I lost my passport. I'm like thinking Stephanie lost hers, but I have all the stuff.
And he asked like 100 times.
Yeah, I'm like the nervous dad that's trying to get everyone to Disneyland.
By the 10th time, I'm like, babe, you cannot ask me again if I have my passport.
We board early if they offer that, and because we do need that time. And it just helps us get set up in the chair. We ask for the seatbelt extender, we can set the mood, have our stuff away,
and grab what we need out of our bag and put it in the pouch in front of us, because you're not like worried about backing up the whole plane
or someone and,
like,
looking at you. And I love being able to sit in the chair first with no one watching me. And it's maybe sounds silly, but like, for me, that's important. It's important for me to feel like I'm in the right space. I have my extender if I need it. I'm ready for this flight that's going to be miserable, but I'm excited for what's after it.
Are there things that you always make sure that you pack? Anything like that just makes for a more confident journey on your travels?
Yeah. So one of the tips that we give for especially airplane travel is we say to pack like a little bag that's like this big, full of your essentials, whether that be your headphones that you're going to need, your chapstick, your hair tie, your
medication,
Tums.
Yeah.
If you need Pepto-Bismol because you have like nervous tummy and you're on a like an airplane, like all the things that you could possibly need in a tiny bag that will fit in front of your seat in the pocket.
And that helps you just not being able to get up, because, you know, someone that's a tall, bigger guy, I don't want to get up 4 or 5 times if I'm not in the aisle. I'm like, again, I'm trying not to inconvenience someone, try to take up as less space as I can. But, and I could get up if I wanted, but for me, it just it helps to have that little bag in front with all the stuff that I might need.
It helps the anxiety.
It helps my anxiety. That's a great way.
Good idea.
Helps my anxiety. And another tip for travel is we do a lot of research before we get onto the airplane. We do have our favorite airlines. Like, Delta is a great airline. It's just
Southwest has a person of size policy where you can ask for an additional seat and they will give it to you if their flight is not full.
Yeah. Or if you have to pay for one, you can get that money reimbursed. Doing your research on that, and SeatGuru is a tool that we use to see how big the seats are, how much leg room there is. And so you can use tools like that to say, okay, is this going to work for me? And it even shows like on different planes, like what part of the plane has maybe bigger seats for you. Thing that I really like that JetBlue does is when you go to choose a seat, it'll say, just so you know, this seat is smaller than average on this plane. So I'm like, okay, yeah, heck no.
Not that one.
It's going to work for us. And so that's a really good tip. But I think the biggest thing is just trying to do your research before. If that's important to you, get some of that power back that says, okay, this is going to work for me. This is what I'm looking at. This is what I'm going to be against.
I think honestly, the biggest tip that I could give to people is to just go into things with an open mind. Every country is going to be completely different than what you're used to. And that's the beauty. Yeah. That's what you're there for. Experience it. Let yourself be there. Let yourself enjoy the people, enjoy the language, enjoy the food, enjoy the surroundings, because you may never be back there again. And I think that's why we've fallen so in love with travel is because it's allowed us to really appreciate differences. I didn't even know that was possible. That's amazing.
You grow a lot when you travel, like even with us, like when those bumps come up and travel, like they're going to happen. Like being able to get through that together is really exciting for us, because I'm like, I will immediately go to like panic mode. Like when we got lost, like in Italy last summer, I'm like in panic mode, like everything's going to be the worst thing, but just like working through that together, it really does help us grow as a couple. And I love those moments. Using the assistance at an airport for a wheelchair, if that's something that you need. For years, I said no to that for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
And it's not for a lack of Stephanie offering it, but the moment I said yes to that, game changer for me. Yeah. I'm not tired before the trip already starts. A lot of times you get through customs and a lot of things a lot quicker. Yes. So that's an added bonus, but also it just helps, it saves your body. And it's like, you're using that energy to make memories with what matters and not standing in a line through customs in Jamaica for 5 hours or whatever that looks like. So being able to say yes to things that are available. And for years, I didn't say that. And I'm so glad that I started to say yes to things like that, because it's opened the door for a lot of these amazing experiences that I'll remember forever. We went to Disneyland in January and I was in a little scooter and it was so fun. Like we had such a blast.
He covered me for the first time and was like, I didn't know Disneyland could be so fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, babe, that breaks my heart, but also so glad that we're now at this point that you can enjoy this.
Yeah.
Because there are things available. It's like, if there's a scooter available and that's going to help you be more present and out of pain and who cares? Like
it's doing those things to set you up for success.
Yeah. So whatever. Yeah. Worried about like how you look or like being embarrassed because we're 30 and we're in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's
these things are necessary.
I need to set up a wheelchair or make sure I know where I look where the gates are at an airport all the time, just because that helps me feel more prepared and helps me have a better experience on the trips that we go on.
Go after what you want. I think yes, in travel, but in life. And I can't thank you both enough for sharing so openly about your experiences and things. And I want to end with a question that I ask most people who come on the show. And I'd love if maybe you want to answer together or separately, however you want to, but I love to ask people like, what does that mean to you?
I love that question. First off, I'm feeling like so emotional right now. I don't know why, but I'm feeling like confidence for me is like being okay with where you're at right now. Through those moments and finding what works well for you. Confidence is going to look way different than what it's going to look different for me, what it's going to look like for Stephanie. And I think the biggest part for me, what confidence is, being able to believe in yourself enough to start.
Yeah.
Whatever that starting point is for you, if that is wearing a swimsuit for the first time, if it's booking the trip with a group or a solo trip, whatever that looks like, but just being able to start. And I'm so glad that I started. Thank goodness I have Steph, because I believe in myself that I would have gotten there, but I got there a lot quicker with having the right pushes. I think confidence just starts. Whatever I'm trying to say is I think confidence it needs to start with yourself.
Yeah. Confidence is a choice. And I think that people think that it's like a right or a feeling and to me, confidence is a choice that we make every single day in small moments and in big moments. It's choosing yourself. It's choosing the right partner that is going to help support you and enable and help you to move towards your goals.
Yes. Oh my gosh, guys, I could truly like just talk to you, but listen to you talk all day. I think that you both are so brilliant and just like doing something so amazing for yourselves, for each other, for the community that you're impacting. And I can't thank you enough for just sharing it with us today. So seriously, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I want you to shout out all the places that you are online, because everyone needs to follow you because you're just so inspiring.
Oh, we have loved so being here with you today. Yeah. It's been it's been an honor. But yeah, you can find us on all socials at Plus Size Travel Couple or Stephanie's lifestyle account, which is Hello Stephanie Nicole. And we show all of our journeys.
We're both on there.
We're both on there.
He shows up kind of.
We show up more now. But yeah, you can follow us there. We have a lot of exciting things coming up. And we're so excited for what our next adventure looks like.
Yeah. Airplane seats may be small, but the world is big.
There it is. I love it. Kelly, Steph, thank you so much for being here. Seriously, such a great conversation. For everyone listening, thank you for listening in. Whether you're on Spotify or Apple, please go ahead and rate and review this podcast. We are so happy you're here and want to come to you every single week with confidence boosting conversations. So be sure to leave that feedback and check us out on YouTube. You can see us smiling, laughing, talking with our hands, having a good time over here. You can see your folder that you shared full of travel things today when you give us a follow on YouTube at The BodCon. Also give us a follow over on Instagram at The BodCon, where we're constantly sharing all of the positive confidence boosting content, and on The BodCon app, where we're having conversations just like this in real time with you every single day. We can't wait to see you there and see you here next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us today on the Bod Pod. We release new episodes every week and we're available on all podcast streaming platforms and now YouTube too. Subscribe to our channels to be the first to know. Want to talk all things body confidence, enter amazing giveaways, and hear updates about the BodCon 2023? Find us on Instagram at the BodCon. My name's Rachel K. Grimm, and I'll see you next week.